When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown.
Like that song. And what a weekend it's going to be downtown, Brian McTavish.
I dig it when you when you lip sync Petula Clark.
How old is that song? What a great song.
Oh, heck.
It's a great song.
Well, 35 years old at least.
And downtown is happening this weekend. I work downtown. It's going crazy.
Downtown.
How fun.
Event-O-Rama.
Event-O-Rama.
If downtown is back, it's back this weekend. Let's just get,
man.
I mean, I just have a list.
Give us the
list.
This is nutty. I can't believe
this. Well, first and foremost, we're all talking about it, the Big 12 Basketball Championship.
Yeah.
You got the men's over at the Sprint Center. You got the gals doing it at the Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah.
The men's is sold out, so good luck with that. But you got the Kansas City Auto Show at the Convention and Entertainment Center.
Man.
You got alt-rock icons Radiohead in a sold-out concert Sunday at the Sprint Center.
Wow.
Country music party man Trace Adkins on Friday at the Midland by AMC.
Mm.
I love this back and forth thing.
I'm just making
grunts. It's like I'm feeding a sugar here.
Yeah.
Boozy blue collar comic Ron White is doing two gigs Saturday at the Midland. The Friends of Chamber Music are giving us Richard Goody on Friday at the Folly. Lyric Opera offers up Nixon in China. That's Saturday at the Kauffman Center. I got to keep going. Rock Come Country Warbler Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Late of Hootie and the Blowfish. He's Saturday downtown at the Municipal Auditorium. Kansas City Rep Theater. They're doing the Great Immunity about climate change. Real quick, real or not real climate change?
Yes, it's real.
It is real, sorry to say. That's downtown at the Copacan Stage. Quality Hill Playhouse is going to make audiences happy in a cabaret way with Make Someone Happy, the songs of Comden and Green. And there's more, but, you know, it's nuts.
So all that happening this week and our town can
downtown,
hold all that stuff now.
Downtown.
That's amazing. What are you going to?
Well, we'll get to that. There's
all of
something
it.
Down on the list that I think I'm going to try to make.
All right.
My name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, is that Bing Crosby?
It is the Bingle.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It is. I love Bing Crosby.
So in addition to all that stuff, there's also a parade.
All right, now let's move away from the downtown area. We've got a
couple. Not far away.
Right. Now, Bing Crosby can't make it this weekend, but the Spirit of McNamara's band will certainly be part of a couple of pre-St. Patrick's Day parades. We've got the Snake Saturday Parade and Festival.
Pre-St. Patrick's Day parades.
We can't wait in Kansas City.
Got to get warmed up.
We got to get it going. 10 to 3 Saturday morning. The parade starts at 11 at 18th and Swift, North Kansas City. That's Snake Saturday. Now, you go to Brookside, and you've got the 32nd Annual St. Patrick Warm-Up Parade. That's just a straight-up parade. No corn dogs. Well, there might be a few, but, you know, I don't think they got any carnival rides. But it's a straight-up Brookside Happy St. Patrick's Day Warm-Up Parade. 2 o'clock Saturday morning starts at 65th and Warnell. Not that the annual downtown St. Paddy's Day parade next Saturday is all that crazy. I mean, officials have striven to cut back on bad behavior and public drunkenness. But these two pre-St. Patrick's Day events really like to project themselves as especially family-friendly. You know, I didn't just diss downtown, did I?
No, I don't think
good,
so.
Good.
But if that's not your cup of tea, you can go see a guy named Jim Jeffries.
Right. Now, Jim Jeffries... You know, we tried to find a clip. This is a very funny, very hot rising star in the comedy world.
But you had trouble.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's not the subject matter, it's the nonstop cursing. I mean, this guy uses dirty words like I say it or you say the, right?
Uh-oh.
But anyway, he's a speedily rising star, as I said. He's been described as shockingly charming, although charmingly shocking might be more like it. The overall take on this guy is that he gets away with just about anything on stage because he's so darn likable. He's able to raise a smile and perhaps a strong objection or two simultaneously. He's an atheist and proud of it, and, well, he goes where others fear to tread. Where can you tread with him? Okay, 8 tonight, 7:45 and 9:45 Saturday. A Sunday show at 7:45, and none other than Stanford's Comedy Club at the Legends at Village West out there in KCK by the Speedway. He actually has a video out where he was attacked on stage while performing in London.
Yikes.
I don't think it was a stunt. I think it was Comedy Gold, Steve.
That's not good. That's the Mannequin Men.
Singing Hobby Girl, like you should get a hobby girl, and I dare you not to.
I like that song.
Pop your fingers and tap your foot to that. That's some fun garagey, punky
like it.
Rock. 10 o'clock Friday, you got to drive over to Lawrence, basically a suburb of Kansas City.
They start at 10 o'clock, which means they start at 11 o'clock, which means it's getting past your bedtime, not mine.
I'm already
yours.
Falling asleep. A couple of bands, including the Mannequin Men from Chicago at the Replay Lounge. That's in downtown Lawrence. The best part is the cover's only $3. These guys play a little sloppy a lot of the time. They have this retro yet somehow not dated kind of thing going on. Jangly, super catchy guitar melodies. You'll hear the Meat Puppets in their stuff. You'll hear Husker Du. But I think the critics pretty much agree, and I think you were just listening. They sound a lot, and you're from this neck of the woods, Minneapolis, St. Paul, isn't that
yes,
kind
I
of
am.
Okay,
yes,
they
am.
Sound a lot like the Replacements. You don't know if you're going to get a great show or not such a great show because, you know, if they break their guitar string, they're not going to replace it. They'll just take a swig of beer and keep going.
All right. And this next event is a cool thing.
Yes.
Neat idea.
And this music from The March of the Penguins, composed by Alex Werman from the soundtrack of the documentary of the same name, says it perfectly.
Yes.
Because we want penguins at the Kansas City
yes,
Zoo.
Yes, we
do. We not? So Pancakes for Penguins, a breakfast fundraiser to help bring penguins to the Kansas City Zoo, is from 9 to 11 Saturday morning. It's at the zoo in Swope Park.
What a good cause.
Oh, it's a great cause. You know, we've got the polar bear. You can also learn about the polar bear on Saturday after you've had your, after you paid your $10 or $11 or $12 to have flapjacks and sausage and juice, and you get a penguin photo, and of course, free zoo admission for the day. You know, I want to see some waddling out there. I want some penguins.
What a list, Brian McTavish.
What a list.
Great job. What a great weekend coming up.
I think I got to go downtown, even if you just walk around downtown this weekend.
Got to go take it
it's
in.
It's a show all by itself.
And all of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the program, reviews of the latest art, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. We had help today from KCUR's Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, Maria Carter, and Kim Noble. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.